Stories from the Palms. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of this program Lantern, thank you very much for joining us. Today's story is entitled The Most Important Body Part. My mother used to ask me which was the most important part of the body. Through the years, I would take a guess at what I thought was the correct answer. When I was younger, I thought sound was very important to us as humans, so I said, "My ears, Mommy." She said, "No, many people are deaf, but you keep thinking about it, and I will ask you again soon." Several years passed before she asked me again. Since making my first attempt, I had contemplated the correct answer, so this time I told her, "Mommy, sight is very important to everybody, so it must be our eyes." She looked at me and told me, "You're learning fast, but the answer is not correct because there are many people who are blind." Stumped again. I continued my quest for knowledge, and over the year, Mother asked me a couple more times, and always her answer was, "No, but you are getting smarter every year, my child." Then last year, my grandpa died. Everybody was hurt. Everybody was crying. Even my father cried. I remember that especially because it was only the second time I saw him cry. My mom looked at me when it was our turn to say our final goodbye to Grandpa. She asked me, "Do you know the most important body part yet, my dear?" I was shocked when she asked me this now. I always thought this was a game between her and me. She saw the confusion on my face and told me, "This question is very important. It shows that you have really lived in your life for every body part you gave me in the past. In the past, I have told you that you were wrong and I have given you an example why. But today is the day you need to learn this important lesson." She looked down at me as only a mother can. I saw her eyes well up with tears. She said, "My dear, the most important body part is your shoulder." I asked, "Is it because it holds up my head?" She replied, "No, it is because it can hold the head of a friend or a loved one when they cry. Everybody needs a shoulder to cry on sometime in life, my dear. I only hope that you have enough love and friends, that you will always have a shoulder to cry on when you need it." Then and there, I knew the most important body part is not a selfish one. It is sympathetic to the pain of others.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about certain aspects of sympathy or showing sympathy to other people. In all human communities, it happens that many people may be inflicted with mishaps, with unfavorable situations or hardships. Other people who haven't been inflicted by those mishaps usually go to them and try to calm them, to talk with them and try to show the sympathy to them. Because of this, we find that whenever, for example, a natural disaster occurs, such as an earthquake or flood or something of the like, people rush to those people who are the victims of those natural disasters. Not only simply by showing the sympathy to them in words, rather by helping them, other people find to make connections with others to show them the sympathy and to help them. it indicates that, I mean, all people, all, I mean, good people have a kind of, I mean, philanthropic attitude to other people. Because as other people have come to need us, someday we may come to need the helps of other people. So this need to mutual help is a trait of all human communities. And this is one of the, and this is in fact one of the meanings of being a social creature. In this connection, we find that many great men of letters in Persian, Arabic, and other literatures have expressed their attitudes or noble moral attitudes regarding sympathy. For example, in Persian literature, Sa'di Shirazi, expressed it in a very good poem, Bani Adam, Azai Yegrigeran Keder Afarinish Zeg Goharan. All people are members of our body or are organs of the same body. Keder Afarinish Zeg Goharan, all of them are of the same jewel in creation. And of course, it's a long poem.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Now we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated in this way: "Al-mu'minu akhul mu'min kil jasad al-wahid." إن اشتكى شيئا منه وجد ألم ألم ذلك في سائر البدن. All Muslim community, all faithful community are like one and the same body organ, so that if one body organs senses ailment, other body organs feel the same, find themselves in sympathy with the with that body organ. At the same time, it's indicated that, for example, you find that when there's a biological or medical problem in one's hand or, for example, leg, you find that we may experience fever. We may experience fever, and this fever in the whole body indicates that the whole body and other body organs haven't remained indifferent to a pain or to a problem in a certain body organ. The same holds true regarding Muslim communities and faithful communities, and all faithful people should be like this. Because of this, we find that in Islamic instructions, in Islamic moral instructions, it's indicated that all people should be cooperative with each other. And if someone has received any problem, others must have sympathy, not in words, but in deeds. Both verbal and practical sympathy with the person who has been afflicted. This is one of the senses of mutual cooperation and mutual integration in Muslim communities.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu